What floor, miss?
16, please. I didn't know buildings still had,
We used to be called chauffeurs, or liftmen. But you can call me Ronnie.
Hi, Ronnie. I'm Jeanette.
A pleasure to meet you, miss. Coming up to 16.
Thank you, Ronnie.
And nice meeting you, miss.
Can I help you?
I'm sorry. I'm looking for Maris Lang.
Oh, she's out of town until Monday. Did she expect you?
No, I was traveling and thought I'd surprise her.
Come in.
Thanks. Wow. Look at this apartment. Floor-to-ceiling windows overlooking Prospect Park.
I know, right? I couldn't believe it either. Want to see the rest of the place?
Sure. Maris told me that after landing the commission from Martha Graham, she was going to go all out, but I never imagined.
Technically, the apartment is listed as 3-bedroom, 2-bath, but she uses 1-bedroom for her office. See?
Wow.
It's big enough for her baby grand.
It's a remarkable use of space. And Maris needs her space.
Tell me about it. Want to see the bathrooms?
Swedish shower.
Check.
We know the type of shower Maris prefers, but not each other's names. I'm Jeanette.
Teresa, but everyone calls me Terry.
Hmm. Madrid?
Mexico City. You?
Iowa City. I love your city more.
You've been?
A few times, while on tour.
Who do you dance with?
Hubbard Street in Chicago. How'd you know?
Look at us two. Long, lean, and strong. What else could we be?
Only you have the cooler hair. It's short and stylish. Mine is a pain to deal with every day. You dance with Graham?
That's how I met Maris. How do you know her?
I met her when she was scoring Dangerous Attitudes for Hubbard Street. She must really trust you to let you house it for her new place.
House it?
Or a personal assistant?
I'm her girlfriend. I live here.
Wait. No. I'm her girlfriend.
We need to talk.
I don't feel comfortable talking in Maris's apartment when she's not here.
It's our apartment.
Whatever. Can we go somewhere else?
There's a cafe next door.
Great.
Afternoon, ladies. A lobby?
Please. There's not much room in here, is there? I don't mean to be touching you.
Here's your stop. You ladies have a lovely afternoon now.
Just over here.
It is literally next door.
That's what I said. Let's see it over here. You want something?
Black coffee. Let me give you some money.
I think I can cover it.
God, I can't believe this is happening.
2 dancer coffees, no sugar, no fat. Just black like this one.
Or the soul. Thank you.
No problem. Now, who are you really?
I told you. I'm Maris's girlfriend.
According to Maris, she was single when she moved here.
Well, why don't we both call her and see who she answers and who gets sent a voicemail?
Wait, I'm willing to do that, but not just yet. I need more information first. So, how long have you been with Maris?
3 years last week. That's why I was going to surprise her. She said she was up to her neck in work. I had no idea she was up to something else with you.
Jealous?
More like angry. Let me ask you something. How did you two first hook up?
We were about a month into rehearsals. I was leaving the studio and she called me over.
Uh-huh. She said she was stuck.
Right.
And she wanted your help. She said she found your dancing undeniably...
sensual? Yes, I was the best.
Young dancer she had seen.
In a long time. Oh my God, it's like we've been double cast in the same play or something. Did she have you dance for her that first day?
Yep. Said I was her muse.
Me too, but this muse never meant for this to happen. I'm so pissed. I left my friends, my apartment in Soho, my life, just to be with her. I'm calling her right now.
Wait. We have so much more to discuss.
I don't know which is worse. Being with Maris for 3 years and getting cheated on like you, or me, who brought in my life for a composer 25 years older, one who had a secret girlfriend back in Chicago.
She never mentioned me?
She said you broke up before she left. She said you and I were nothing alike, but I'm kind of seeing double right now.
What do you mean?
Look at our necks. Long, right? Legs for days. You are smoking hot.
You mean we are smoking hot? If we're doubles, that is. Before you dropped the news on me, I thought you might be the sexiest personal assistant I'd ever seen.
Before I knew you were the other woman, I liked the way you carry yourself. Confident but polite. Flawless, powdered white skin. How do you get a skin like that?
Militant dance mom made me wear giant hats and sunscreen 24 hours a day. I got teased so bad I stopped going to the lake or the pool, which meant more time to practice ballet.
You started as a bunhead?
Up until age 15, it was all Swan Lake, Nutcracker, Sleeping Beauty. My mother never got over that I left ballet. Or that I prefer women. When did you start dancing?
Where I grew up in Mexico City, everyone danced the baile folclorico, traditional dances. My first girlfriend, Ray, encouraged me to try modern at the same time I came out. Learning modern dance was like real-time choreography of me living as a queer woman. I think that's what attracted me to Maris. She knew so much about dance and music.
When she wrote this song for me...
She wrote one for you too? Do you have it on your phone?
I think so.
Should we play them?
I'm afraid. You first.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Play yours quick. It's the same goddamn song.
Why are you laughing? It's so pathetic.
That's why I'm laughing. This woman has written masterpieces and she can't bother to create two different songs for her lovers? We don't have to be her trained monkeys and dance to it on her terms.
What do you mean?
Do you want another coffee?
I need something stronger.
Full bar. What's your go-to?
Bourbon, neat, double pour.
Be right back. Here we go. God, I won't miss having to pass in public. Pretending I was Maris's assistant or prodigy instead of her girlfriend.
She was old-fashioned and private.
Didn't you hate having to sneak around?
I don't know. I've been pretending to be straight since I was born. I was prom queen, after all.
You weren't.
One and only. So, sneaking around with Maris wasn't that big a deal. And Just before she moved here, we stole away to New Orleans for a long weekend.
You did? Wow. There's another of her lies surfacing.
And we went crazy. Held hands in the French Quarter. Drank hurricanes all night at Pat O'Brien's. Maris even flashed her boobs for some beads.
She didn't.
It's true. I thought that weekend was a promise of a future together. Should have seen that weekend for what it was.
What's that?
The last hurrah.
At least you had a few days like that.
The last fling before she disappeared forever from my life. I know you're gonna hate me, but I need to talk to Maris. I need to see her, spend a little time alone to hear what happened between us. Why she...
What do you mean, what happened? It's clear. She took time to you and me. Lied to the both of us. Who knows how many other women there were. Men, too. You know she was with men before us.
I just think if I could get her alone, then maybe...
Maybe what? You'll convince her that you two are meant to be with each other? Happily ever after? You're being a fool.
You didn't see us in New Orleans.
See what? Her throw money around, knowing she was going to dump you? The only way to confront Maris is together. A united front. Band together to call her on her shit.
I'm sorry, but I need to go now.
Great. Run! I'm telling you that if you don't stand up for yourself, you will be sorrier than you know.
Oh, why, hello, Miss Jeanette. How nice to see you again.
You remembered me.
It was only yesterday, miss.
Right. Feels like a lot longer.
A rough night?
Long, dark night.
Long, dark night of the soul?
You know that poem?
Sure I do. Had many of those nights myself. Here's 16.
Thank you.
What do you want?
Can I come in?
Here, to rub it in?
I came to talk, but not in the hallway.
Fine.
Boxes. You moving out?
No. I thought I'd stay here and lose what's left of my pride. What you tell her? That you two should give the poor Mexican side chick a little time to find a place? Well, no thank you.
I didn't call her.
Wait, what? Why not?
I walked all night. You were right. She lied to me, and to you, and Lord knows how many other women and men. When I give you a nod, play the song Maris wrote for us. It's time to reclaim it.
Wow. When do you choreograph this?
About 2 a.m. at Brooklyn Bridge Park. Come join me.
Dance with you?
You and I are going to choreograph this whole piece, perform it brilliantly, then post it on YouTube. That will be our big goodbye to Maris.
You mean our big fuck you.
Come join me.
I think we should embrace before the spiral.
Like this?
Tighter. Wait, one more thing.
What's that?
Let down your hair.
Really? While I dance?
It's about time.
Here goes. How do I look?
More beautiful than anything in the world.
From the top?
From the top.